This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Lawmakers in Nashville, Tennessee, are trying to decide what people can legally do in their homes to earn a living. They're focused specifically on home recording studios. From WPLN in Nashville, also known as Music City, Blake Farmer reports.
Here, you can't throw a rock without hitting a basement studio or backyard recording space.
My studio, where the magic happens.
Nomad Ovunk records pop, folk music, and even film scores. But anytime a guitarist lays down a lick, Ovunk is violating the law. There's a blanket ban on home-based businesses serving patrons on site. Codes officials generally look the other way, but one studio owner received a citation in recent weeks. So this month, the city council is considering an exemption for music makers, allowing them to have up to 10 visitors a day. Ovunk says he's ready to come out of the woods.
Legislation is going to help the neighbor who is scared, because now you're going to have a legal framework that you can go and complain.
Restrictions against the home office are falling across the country. In California, the state legislature just made it so people could sell everything from organic cupcakes to homemade jam from their own kitchen. More than half of all businesses in the U.S. are based near a bedroom, according to census figures. Jeff Cornwall heads the entrepreneurship program at Belmont University. He says some rules have outlived their usefulness, implemented before the internet age.
Most of them were more customer-focused businesses in those days. People were concerned about someone starting a daycare. I think there was an overreaction.
There are still fears of increased traffic and parking headaches, or just losing a neighborhood's residential character. In Nashville, the loudest worries are from musicians, concerned about the proposal's particulars. Bassist Dave Pomeroy heads the local musicians union and spoke up at a public hearing.
To impose arbitrary standards of size, percentage of property, and number of people allowed will be a nightmare to enforce.
Tough task or not, most agree something needs to change. A ban on home studios in Music City just sounds bad. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.